Welcome to Go Deeper Artists, an extension of Wyndham Art Gallery's podcast channel, part of our Go Deeper program that provides an in-depth look at each of our exhibitions. Today you are listening to an abridged recording of an interview between curator Dr. Megan Evans and Emmett Davies about his pieces in the Wyndham Art Prize 2020 Looming Darkness. This is a highly detailed drawn portrait that uses dark tones of the work as a metaphor for anxiety. Davies is a local artist and last year won the Acquisitive Local Emerging Art Prize.
Hi, my name is Emmett Davies and I'm a local artist from the Wyndham region who specializes in drawing portraiture.
Great. Thank you so much, Emmett. Can you start by just telling us a little bit about the work that you've entered into this year's prize?
My work in this year's prize is based similarly to what I did in the last Wyndham Art Prize, where it has an underlying feature about, anxiety in young people. And it was something a little different. I decided to go for a black, dark background surrounding the figure. And it's basically to show what it can feel like to have looming thoughts. Although someone is fine, you sometimes don't know. And in young people especially, that's the main reasoning behind it.
That's really beautiful and interesting and very important to make your work about as a young artist. And I know that's something that's close to your heart. Would you like to talk a little bit about the techniques that you use?
Some people will draw from live sittings, so they may have the person there and draw them from life. I'm the opposite. I like to draw from a photo reference so I can really study and focus on all the different details that are going on, because I believe that by having all those extra details, you can really make the artwork pop and appear as realistic as possible, seeing what features are most important and just emphasizing them and making them show and then work with each other. It's important to get a balance of tone to pattern to just likeness as well. So it's a thing to balance up all the different aspects of a face, and that's what really makes it come together as a realistic image.
Do you have any particular influences in other artists who do this type of work?
Probably the biggest influence I've had for the whole time I have been drawing is a artist who now lives in England. I think he's of Nigerian descent and his name is Calvin Okafor. And he is just incredible. His artworks are the epitome of hyperrealism. And from a very young age, I've always followed his works and want to be like him. Hopefully one day my works can be on the same level as his.
Is your relationship to that person important in the way that you go about and the time that you spend drawing them?
Yeah, having someone close to the heart as the sitter or the reference image, it can certainly take the drawing to the next level and make it a bit more heartfelt for the artist. That's why I generally go for people I know.
The first work that I saw, which was in last year's prize, was quite small, and this one's a little bit bigger. How are you dealing with scale in your work?
It's interesting changing up the sizes, because right from a very young age, I've usually just drawn on standard A4. You know, it's the most common paper size. And I guess that's why I would always go for it, because it was always just there waiting for me. By stepping it up to a bigger paper size, I think this one, it's not quite A3, but it's not quite A2. It's somewhere in between. That's quite a significant jump when it comes to drawing. You know, you've got more area to cover, which means more detail. And I really enjoy going bigger with the drawings. I think it makes the pieces more powerful in a sense, because it's more confronting. There's more for the viewers to take in. Sometimes it also makes the heads either life size or just a bit bigger. And I think that's what also adds to the powerful look.
That's great. There's challenges with that too, because trying to draw at that level of detail over a larger piece, you have to really confront different ways of moving your body around that.
I found myself with this one, as you mentioned, having to kind of contort your body around the table and draw in stuff like the hair, for instance. You want to get the nice clean strokes in certain spots, and it can be really hard to make sure you've got your wrist balance to continue that streak across the hair without being in an awkward position. So certainly that aspect of it changes. You're no longer sitting down for the whole time. You're having to move the artwork, move yourself. It's tricky, but certainly makes the artwork a lot more interesting.
What took you in the direction of being an artist?
you know, I've always loved drawing. I've done it since I was a kid. I think, you know, every kid loves to draw, and it was always something I did as a hobby just for fun, and it always received lots of praise from everyone. But I never really had the confidence to take it to the next level. It always just remained a small hobby for me. And it wasn't until really my dad especially, and like my grandpa, for instance, saying that it can go somewhere, it can be something, you've got talent, you know, all that sort of stuff. And that's when I entered the Wyndham Art Prize last year, not expecting anything, just for a bit of fun to commemorate my dad and, you know, the confidence he's given me. And I feel like it is something that can be my future career.
Congratulations, and I'm happy to have you in this year's Wyndham Art Prize.
We hope you enjoy learning more about this work and that you'll tune in for future interviews with some of our other Wyndham Art Prize 2020 finalists.